Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
The more that you force this defense to really communicate and pass things off in concept, you can rip them. Three-level concepts can rip them. And so it's a secondary that just has not played at a high level. I would tell you, as a run defense, has not played at a high level. The more you motion and run the football at the same time, you can rip off runs against this defense. So there's a lot schematically you can take advantage of.
That's Dan Orlovsky. I bet you people are listening to that going, oh, yeah, see that Bills defense. He's talking about the Steelers defense there, isn't he? He's talking about the Steelers defense. And he's right. I mean, the Steelers defense this year has been very leaky against the run at times. Now, they have also been good when they've needed to be good. And maybe there's a week where they're like, hey, we are not letting James Cook beat us, right? Like, that could very well be the case. Because that's what teams have done. The last couple of times the Bills, last couple of games the Bills have played. You get Miami. I mean, even, I guess, you know, Tampa, you know, James Cook had a nice game, but felt like they were in that mode to do the same thing. But Miami was certainly made a conscious effort to kind of slow down James Cook and make the Bills beat him through the air. They weren't really able to do that or either. And then Houston, same thing. And James Cook had a great, great run to start the game and, you know, early on. And then did a nice job to kind of slow it down a little bit. And then they got after Josh Allen when they got in third and longs. So we know that. That's part of the whole issue where Josh was getting hit a lot. And Sean McDermott talked about it, which, by the way, the Bills head coach will join us here in just a little while on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We'll talk about the injuries for this week. But the point I'm making is when you talk about this Steelers defense, you can see, and you can hear Dan Orlovsky say it right there, there are opportunities to run the ball sometimes. You go back and take a look at some of their numbers. Game by game, they gave up to Cincinnati. Let me just do this here. Rushing defense. Here we go. Average gain per rush against the Bengals, 6.2 on October 16th. 6.2 yards a carry, 142 yards. Just a couple weeks later, they give up 2.9 yards a carry to the Indianapolis Colts, who are amazing at running the ball. 3.7 the next week to L.A., the Chargers. Then it goes to a 4.8. That's a pretty big number against Cincinnati again, of all teams. And then Chicago last week only runs for 4 yards a carry, which isn't a huge number. It's pretty low, actually. So you have a lot of yeses and nos there, meaning big games against, small games against. And it's a little bit Jekyll and Hyde, a little up and down. Now for the Bills, because they could very well be without both their starting tackles. Again, we'll find out a little bit more from Sean McDermott in a little while. I mean, obviously, this is a protect Josh Allen at all cost games because of him taking the beating he did last week. And because they have not been able to really get that passing game going as a method to win games necessarily on the road, especially. So what do I do? I think, what do they do? Run James Cook. Try and get that running game going. I think this is a game you have to do that. You have to lean on James Cook this game, but you got to be able to do it. I think the Steelers are going to do whatever they can to shut that down. Now, they won't have Derek Harmon in this game, the Steelers. That's their excellent rookie defensive tackle. And he has made a difference in their run game. Talked to some of the folks in Pittsburgh this week who said, yeah, listen, he's not like playing at like an all-pro level necessarily. He's been injured and out of the lineup, but he's helped. When he's been in there, they've been better. And I think that will impact the Steelers. Highsmith comes back, though. Very nice player. They still have TJ Watt, obviously. You just can't let these guys get going. And how do you prevent that? You stay in what coaches say, on schedule, right? You stay on schedule. And you don't get into 3rd and 6, 3rd and 8. You stay in 3rd and 2 or get a 1st down on 2nd down. That's how you do it. Bills have a real nice win in Pittsburgh back in 2019. It was a game that got flexed into Sunday Night Football. And if you remember that game, that was Duck Hodges playing for the Steelers at quarterback. Josh Allen throws a touchdown pass to Tyler Croft. I believe it was the ultimate game-winning score. Lower scoring game. Bills win the game. And that's the last time they won in Pittsburgh, but it's also, if I'm right here, the only time they've won in Pittsburgh in the last, like, this century, basically. They went to Pittsburgh in 2013 and lost. They went to Pittsburgh in 2007 and lost. Went to Pittsburgh in 1996 and lost in the playoffs. 1993 playoff game, though, was when they, in 1992, January of 93, they win after the comeback game. So, there's not a great history of the Bills in Pittsburgh. But they do have that win most recently. And it's going to be a tough spot for them to play in this game. Yes, the crowd in Pittsburgh is great. I don't think it's the most like loudest stadium in the league by the way it's configured, basically. But the Bills have not played well on the road compared to home. Lost at Miami, lost at Houston, lost at Atlanta. They have to be able to run the ball better so they do not put themselves in position in situations that they're allowing TJ Watt and Herbig and Highsmith and that group to tee off. And I think the Bills will have a massively fortified Josh Allen in this game, meaning they're going to do whatever they can to help out in protection to make sure their quarterback does not take the hits he did last week. The issue with that is if you do that, that is less people in the route to catch passes. And they already have challenges throwing the ball. 803-0550 is the number to call. But we're going to hold off on that because Sean McDermott's going to join us after this timeout. Let's take a timeout. We'll do that. When we come back, we'll have Bills head coach Sean McDermott for his weekly radio interview ahead of the Bills and Steelers at 4:25 p.m. on Sunday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.